What's Occurring?
Wednesday's Oh What's Occurring starts now. Text me with how you do on 81199.
Oh What's Occurring?
Did Becky win yesterday?
No, it was a draw, wasn't it, between Becky and Paul McKenna?
Oh, yeah.
I let him have the point because he's famous.
Yeah. So what's the score this week, then?
The score this week is... Really need a scoreboard.
One to me and one to Paul McKenna.
Well, what happened on Monday?
That was me, and today's Wednesday.
So all right, okay.
Okay, cool. Thanks for clearing that up. Let's do today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, What's Occurring?
You know Kelly Brook?
Yes.
Poor Kelly Brook.
Why poor Kelly Brook?
Because she was going to be a judge on Britain's Got Talent, yeah. And they got, like, 3 days into the auditions in Manchester, and then they decided that it wasn't working out, so they don't need 4 judges, so they're back to 3 again.
Right.
Don't you feel sorry for her?
I wouldn't have got rid of her.
Who would you have axed?
Who would I have axed? Well, either Amanda Holden or Piers Morgan, I think. But
why would you not have axed Kelly Brook?
Just because she
brings something
fresh
to the show.
She's fresh and brings something to the show and a new perspective.
Mm. Maybe we should employ her. What could she do?
She could be the judge on Know What's Occurring.
Yes, that'd be good. Yeah.
She could keep score in the corner.
Yeah, that would be
really
helpful.
Not in the corner.
No, we'd have to want to see her, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
we
might as well sit here.
Okay, quick word association. One word, Kelly Brook, go.
Gorgeous.
Go.
Boobs.
Oh, God.
What?
You're so...
It's the first thing that I thought of.
I did this on the streets of Great Britain earlier.
Now I know this because I saw you doing this on the streets of Great Britain.
You just saw me from afar, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Running after some lady.
I did, which made me laugh a lot.
Yeah. It was fun, actually. So, earlier on, I asked people for one word to describe Kelly Brook. What was the most popular word that came out? Becky first.
I'm going to stick with what I said, which is boobs.
Okay. Shappers.
I'll go with beautiful.
Beautiful. Mm. Okay, there's only one way to find out, really, isn't there? Like this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me on the streets of Great Britain talking to them about Kelly Brook. Just one word, please.
Kelly Brook in one word.
Not too bad. Oh, that's 3 words. Sorry. Loser. Shiny.
I say Kelly Brook, you say in one word.
Busty.
Kelly Brook in one word.
Big breasts.
Two.
Breasts.
Kelly Brook in one word.
Melons.
Kelly Brook in one word.
Gorgeous.
Kelly Brook in one word.
Kelly Brook. She wouldn't be there anyway. She's gonna have been a judge.
What?
I don't think she deserved it. I mean, like, Sherry Cole, she's something different, but no Kelly Brook.
In my opinion,
I don't think she's the one.
And how would you describe her in one word?
I don't know.
How would you describe Kelly Brook in one word?
I'm not too sure.
Any word?
Confused.
Describe Kelly Brook in one word.
Bimbo.
Could you please describe Kelly Brook in one word?
Magnificent.
Thank you. Describe Kelly Brook in one word.
She's got big boobs.
Describe Kelly Brook in one word.
Tall and good looking? Oh, okay, one word. Good looking then.
Totally good looking. No. Okay, good looking. Just one word. Well, anything relating to boobs, like Becky said, you can have that point, really. Melons, bazoombas, breasts, busty, boobs, all that. So Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
Next one.
I didn't think people would be as obvious as that.
No. You know George Bush?
Yeah.
He's off. He must be really happy right now, don't you think?
He must be. Mm. Yeah, he can put his feet up and relax.
Bye, George. Bye. Now, there's a show on BBC Three at the moment, which they're showing quite a lot, called Outtakes US Presidents. It's on tonight, in fact, if you fancy catching it on BBC Three. And they have clips of various presidents from over the years making mistakes. But here's my question to you.
In this 30-minute show of presidents messing it up, how many of them involved George Bush?
How many minutes?
No, how many of the mess-ups involved George Bush from the whole show?
In a 30-minute show?
Yeah.
I would say 95% of them. So
95%?
Yeah.
So how many...
Well, I don't know how many mess-ups there are. I'll go 17.
17? Becky?
20.
Tut.
Did you just call me a tart?
No, I said don't tut.
Oh, I thought you said you tart. Like that. I was only giving my answer.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is some cock-ups by George Bush from the show last night on... on BBC Three. It's been on every night, really. But remember, there were two President George Bushes. Remember?
You
see? Yeah.
You helped our nation celebrate its bicentennial in 1976.
Facts are stupid things. Stubborn things, I should say.
So what if the guy threw a shoe at me?
And we've had triumphs. We've made some mistakes. We've had some sex setbacks.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we. And there is no doubt in my mind. Not one doubt in my mind. That we will fail. We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country. If a person doesn't have the capacity that we all want that person to have, I suspect hope is in the far distant future, if at all.
I just want to ask what your message is to the Iraqi people who are wondering.
You're
about
free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos.
I admit I've made mistakes.
How's the White House look? White. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Not many people wink at Queen Elizabeth II. This president did.
She gave me a look that only a mother could give a child. And America needs a military where our best and brightest are proud to serve. There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Hey, fool me, we can't get fooled again.
I was enjoying those so much, I forgot to count.
I think it was 17.
17?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got 20. Mm-hmm. Am I?
No, yeah. Chappers said 17, funny enough.
Did I?
So, yeah, you did, yeah. So, do you want the point?
Yeah, go on then.
Sorry, I really enjoyed those, so I should have counted as we went along, but I didn't. But you can have that.
Oh! What's occurring?
It's like both funny and frightening at the same time,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Both. You know Paul McKenna?
Yeah.
He's like a famous hypnotist.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't do all that kind of fun stuff on stage anymore, which is a bit of a shame because I really enjoyed that. He should do that again, I think. He's all about the self-help these days, though. Probably does quite well out of it.
Making an onion taste like an apple.
Yeah. Now, after he was on the show yesterday, we tried to get him to make people do stupid things, like he used to do back in the day. But he did it without hypnotising them, okay? Because he's Paul McKenna.
Right.
Could he make people cluck like a chicken without even hypnotising them? We got three people to come into the room one by one. They had no idea what was going on at all. How many of these people could he get to cluck like a chicken without even hypnotising them? Because he's Paul McKenna. The people were Pippa from our office, Gemma, and Rob, our boss. How many?
Oh, well, now... Three!
Two!
Three!
Oh!
Now you've said who it was.
Right, so what are you saying?
Two.
Becky's saying two. You're saying three, yeah?
Yeah, go all of them, definitely.
All right.
Does Rob often cluck?
I don't know.
I don't know. I would imagine in this situation he will.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Can Paul McKellen make people cluck like a chicken without even hypnotising them? Let's find out.
Hello, what's your name?
Pippa.
Pippa, come closer to the microphone, Pippa.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, Pippa, chicken, how does that go? Okay.
Well, that was quite good, wasn't it?
Thank you. Brilliant.
Yep.
One. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Gemma.
Gemma. Chicken, now.
Frog, frog.
Thank you very much.
Two.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Now, you know what I do.
I do.
I'm a hypnotist, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're not hypnotised, are you?
No. Nope.
No, okay. Be a chicken. Chicken. Be a chicken.
No.
Okay, it's right. Thank you, though. Thank you.
No. See, that's because he's a boss, see?
Yeah.
You can't just go around, like, when Paul McKenna goes, chicken, you can't just go and do that willy-nilly, can you?
Pippa and Gemma were obvious, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. I like it how pleased Pippa was with herself as well. That was really good, wasn't it?
The first noise she made, that was very strange. I don't know what that was.
The answer was 2 out of 3, so Becky gets the point.
God.
And that means that today, on Oh What's Occurring, somebody has won.
I love the way that you stare at me like that, go on, say it.
Right, and then
who's
won?
Deliberately just kept
quiet. We've got to do the news. Who's won?
Becky.
Becky's won, brilliant. It's very complicated today, I have a lot to think about. it's 5:45 on Radio 1, and here's Newsbeat with Hannah Morrison.
Digital FM. Online. This is Radio 1.